Hey, you've got the morning show with Aaron. And in the studio, I've got Peter Scandera. Welcome to the studio, Peter.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're doing fine. Got my jumper on. It's a bit nippy outside.
Yeah, it's finally, I think summer's finally over. I think we can admit it.
Yeah, but we had a good one, didn't we?
We did, yeah. It was quite unusual.
Yeah. I must say, in my 40 years in Raglan, this would be probably my best season that I've ever had.
Right.
I started swimming in November and just up to a few weeks ago, so that's almost 6 months of awesome.
You like the water?
I love the water. Mm. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. Yeah. So, Peter, you have just retired from teaching music.
Yes.
Yeah.
After four decades.
Four decades.
Yeah.
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 Just time to stop doing that?
Well, there's, I'm a guitar addict, junkie.
Yeah.
And have spent most of my life just being involved in music and specifically guitar. And sort of as I see the light dimming at the end of the tunnel.
It's getting pretty dark.
I kind of sense there are some other aspects of life that I would just like to just explore.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was with a heavy heart because I love teaching. Specifically, yeah. I love teaching. I'm still involved heavily in music.
Yeah.
But I do really love teaching and sharing my passion.
You had been teaching at like the Raglan Area School and Boys High and...
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I've started actually 1983... After having taught in Teachers College University in North Germany. I came here in 1983 and took on a job with the Education Department as a traveling music specialist for solo performance, group performance, rock bands. I created guitar orchestras, composition arrangement, and I started off with a little Orange Morris Minor, and I put a massive big CNG tank in the boot. And my Monday rhythm was going to Tukoroa, the Tuesday was going to Otorohanga Te Uamutu, Wednesday I was going to Cambridge, Thursday I was going to Huntly and Narowahia, Friday Raglan. So I've done that for a few years, and then I've done a bit of, I've also got a little bit of music therapy background. I've worked in Patricia Avenue School for intellectually handicapped people. And I've been teaching a bit in tertiary institutions a long time at Vision College, their degree program. But yeah, I can go on. Do you want me to go on, Aaron?
Well, you've also been playing. Like I've seen you in the. I was looking at the footage of the Mud Sharks.
Yeah,
and you're in there.
Yeah,
and you've done quite a bit of stuff with Dave Maybe.
That's right. Yes.
Recently, but good also friend. Also in the 90s, I think we've got some stuff from there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So were there any other bands that?
No,
mainly,
you know, Aaron. I come from my. I'm influenced by quite a few different music cultures. First of all, being a son of a Czechoslovakian father and a German mother, I was born in the heart of Manhattan.
Okay.
And then we traveled the eastern seaboard way down to the deep, sweaty, bluesy Georgia and the cotton fields. And so I'm kind of influenced. So, do you want the short answer or the long answer to your question?
Maybe.
I don't know what the format is here.
We've got music we want to play as well.
Yeah, okay, so just shut up, Peter.
A quick list.
Quick list. Well, quick list, there's actually as such not a quick list because I was always fascinated from the age actually of 17 where I heard my first record. And I heard just the record playing in someone's back room of some flamenco friends of mine. Beautiful guitar music, just instrumental music. And I thought there were at least five people playing. And then as my friend showed me, the cover was actually from a guitarist, American guitarist called Leo Kottke.
Right.
And that was for the first time that I saw, man, you cannot, you can play the guitar in so many different ways, with a pick, single lines, yeah, with the hand strumming, but then using your individual five fingers as like five picks going on at the same time. And from there onwards, it was always my ideal situation, just one dude, one chair, one guitar, five fingers, and be able to play bass lines, melody lines, rhythm, everything. Right. So I'm really, in my heart, I'm really a solo guitarist. That's really where my where I'm most at home, and I feel most fulfilled.
And you're trying to play all of those components at the same time.
That's right. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I was I won't distract myself with that. So that was the start. Let's jump now to what have you been doing lately?
Well, lately, with my good friend Dave, maybe we have put together like quite a massive package of songs, 21 to be exact, and they're very rootsy, bluesy, swampy, acoustic mainly, instrumentals and vocals, where you'll hear banjo, you'll hear slide guitar, you'll hear harmonica, you'll hear vocals, drums, bass, and so we call that whole collection of songs, we put it under the banner of Blue Grit and Rhyme, because it's
a new genre.
It's a new genre, and I've actually think that I've created some genres within there. For example, chicken funk. And
does that involve
swamp
a
and swamp reggae?
Swamp reggae.
So I can later on play you a few examples of chicken funk and swamp reggae.
Yeah, we'll go for a bit of that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll start off with a bit of swamp reggae now, off the album soon to be released, Blue Grit and Rhyme. This is a song that I've arranged. It's actually an old blues song, goes back to 1911, but I've arranged and put a bit of reggae swamp, Okitty reggae swamp in there. You'll see that if you ever jump on our YouTube site, you'll see a lovely video. Anyway, it's called Fishing Blues.
Okay, all right, let's play that one.
If you got good bait, I'm a good fishing, yes, listen to the fishing, and my baby gonna fish in too. All of the time, my baby gonna fishin' too. I bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you've got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you've got good bait. I'm a goin' fishin', yes, I'm goin' fishin', and my baby gonna fishin' too. Too. I bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you've got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you've got good bait. I'm a good fishing, yes, I'm good fishing, and my baby gonna fish in too. Let me tell you, everybody's gonna fish in the mama's gonna fish in the mama.
You're listening to The Morning Show, and that was Fish and Blues by Peter Scandera and Dave Mabey. And there's some really well done videos, I must say, well done videos of the music that you guys have done recently. That when that particular one was put up in October last year, who did the videos, Peter?
It's a German friend of mine, a professional photographer. Sönke Dwenger is his name.
Yeah.
And he's just like a COVID refugee, would that be the right word?
Right.
So he's stuck here, and he's a musician himself, a very interesting musician, and he's done quite a lot of videos for me, probably close to 15.
I know, there's quite a bit of work in this.
It is a lot of hours. You would be. It's not unusual for a video like that to take 60, sometimes 100 hours.
Yeah,
because it's not just hey, do your thing and we'll shoot. It's sometimes, several different cameras,
yep,
several different takes from different angles, and then to sort out all the different ones, find the best ones, and then they have to marry together in an organic way. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and you guys chose your outfits with care.
That we did.
That's just to give people an idea. That's there was real effort put into it.
Yeah, so. and it is real. Raglan is done at the back of my house in Okitty in the harbour.
Right.
So it's real Raglan grown music and video, and it's all actually on our YouTube channel called Peter Scandera and Dave Mabey. There are two of them. One features our Acoustic Spirit album, but this one that I'm referring to, the most recent one, on the playlists, Blue, Grit and Rhyme, features that album. And just this morning, prior to coming here, I sort of checked the site, and we've got, just today, 100,000 clicks from over 50 countries in the world. And I've just been looking from where we've had people watching us. Obviously the obvious countries, United States, Canada, France, Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Switzerland, but then also from places far away like Israel, Chile, South Korea, Morocco, Colombia, Cuba, Mexico, Croatia, India, Slovenia, Brazil, Japan, and interestingly enough, I looked this morning, we're 400 hits from Russia and
right,
also Ukraine. And
so that's the power of music, isn't it?
Well, that is the power of music. Believe you me, I just thought the other day that I heard that YouTube is shut down in Russia, but 400 hits from...
Would say that it's not.
Well, there's probably ways around different ways to skin the cat.
Yeah, that's right, there are. And the one of them, I was trying to find the track, one of those particular songs off this collection has had about 14,000 hits alone.
Yeah, if you look at, well, if you look at Call Me the Breeze, that's the big winner. At the moment, I think it's close to that alone is kind of like how many hits have you got there on Call Me the Breeze?
73,000.
73,000 hits on Call Me the Breeze.
I'm sure I thought the other day I was looking at that and it was 14,000.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just taking off like wildfire. Really.
That's the one that's kind of attracted the attention.
That's right, and it kind of pulls everything else into it. It's funny that those are sort of the algorithms of YouTube, which I have got no idea what's happening in the dark.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody does actually.
Yeah. But that thing, you're right. Just a few days ago, it was 14,000. Now suddenly, 70,000.
Yeah, and that one and one Mudshark Monday we put on our. We called it the Ultimate Raglan Playlist, which was not every Raglan song, but every Raglan artist.
Yeah.
So it's on our YouTube list as well.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That might have helped, actually. I don't know.
Could all be. Yeah. No.
Who knows? The algorithm is a mysterious thing, treated like a kind of a god in the lives of people on YouTube.
And a lot of people try to crack that secret code, but I don't know if anyone has.
There's a couple of you might think they have that done pretty well, but anyway, we won't speculate too much about that.
Yeah.
So that's the recent work.
Yeah.
With Dave, you also did Acoustic Spirit, an album in the 90s.
Yes, we did an album in the 90s. Now that's very different to Blue Grit and Rhyme. Blue Grit and Rhyme, as I said, is bluesy, rootsy, vocal. Quite snotty, so to say. whereas Acoustic Spirit is all instrumental, more like classical vibes, rumba flamenco vibes, and very delicate compared to this album.
Right.
So I've got probably about 50% of the, and they're all original compositions, by the way. They're no covers. One of them is, for example, an instrumental that I wrote called Faingaroa.
Yep.
And that was just inspired by me one Christmas just looking past the Christmas tree out to our beautifully sparkling jewel of a harbor. And that melody just came to me. It happens once in a while that you get like a download from above, like in one hit.
Right.
And that just came in one hit. That was probably the most effortless instrumental that I've ever written. And it has kind of like a little bit of, a little bit of a flavor of my flamenco, definitely classical background, but in a completely new sort of, I wouldn't say rock and roll setting, but, with drums and bass and
so
stuff.
Did you hear everything, or did you hear the melody?
I heard the melody, I heard the rhythm, and then I hear chord changes that go with it.
And are you then go, I've got to get this down now before I lose it?
I've got to get it straight away.
Right,
straight
okay.
away. Yeah. And that's, so I used to have there, in the olden days, 1983, I used to have a tape recorder, and I would just put down ideas on tape.
Yeah.
And then you work it, you work the song once you got it. So I didn't, that was the main hook and theme. Then there's a middle eight in there, which came afterwards. Working, for example, with an outstanding musician called Liam Ryan. He put some piano work down for us.
He's reasonably well known around.
In the middle eight. Yeah, so that's Faingaroa.
Okay, well, let's play this track then. Yeah. So this is you with Dave Mabey, Faingaroa.
Thank you.
Hey, you got the morning show. That was Peter Scandera and Dave Maybe with Whangaroa. And we've got Peter here in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you, Aaron.
And you guys look younger there.
Yeah. That's a few decades ago. That's
You know, I think we all do. So that folks, was an album that Peter and Dave put out in the 90s. And I think we played that on Friday. I decided on the spot Friday morning that I was going to do a History of Raglan Music show.
Oh, yeah.
And I started off with, I found some Clary Creswell thing on YouTube. And then I tried to go from there. Yeah. And I got a little bit out of order, but I did play, I'm not sure if it was that track. Can't remember now, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was that did feature the album.
Yeah.
I'm about halfway through. I got to about 2011, so I'm only really halfway there.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing more on another day when I have a bit of time to get organized.
Very good.
But so what were we moving on to now? We're going to talk about your style of play.
Well,
is style the right word?
Style would be the right word. Let me just, I've got here my trusted classical guitar with me. Let me just give it a quick tuning. I'm not sure if you're listeners will be that interested in me tuning my guitar, but
well, we're letting them hear it.
It's an occupational hazard, I tell you that. That's just all part of the game. Yes, well, as I said earlier on, my fascination just with one dude, one chair, and being able to do it all alone led me to study actually classical guitar in the university, where I learned more about the techniques of fingerstyle playing. And I can just demonstrate here something on a very beautiful tune that goes back to the legends trace it back to Henry VIII, so it's 500 years old.
Okay, right.
And I won't tell you at this stage what it is, but it is. I find it fascinating how some tunes are just withstand the passage of time. There are just some tunes that are just, you know, you can use a silly word, evergreens, but and what is it within the structure of the tune that hits the human soul? So that stuff that someone wrote 500 years ago is still relevant and still touches people.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example here of the melody that I'm talking about. You might recognize it, you might not.
That
and so on. So isn't that interesting? You recognize after 500 years, will someone remember Smoke on the Water 500 years from now?
Do you think that's an equivalent? Are they going to be playing that from Ice Cream Trucks in 500 years?
Well, I don't know. Well, anyway, I'm going to demonstrate now here what I mean with fingerstyle playing. So I'm going to take this melody and build rhythm. I'll build chords. I'll build bass runs around that. Not only that, but then I will take it out of its historical structure, which is in 3/4 time, medieval time, and put it into North America 50 years ago, where I'll then change it, the musical, it's called musical meter, from 3/4 time to 4/4 time, and you will still hear the melody, but it will be in a completely different environment, and then I'll go back to its spiritual base.
Are you going to tell us when these changes are coming, or are you going to let us?
No,
I'll
have to rely on your musical intelligence to,
oh dear,
to hear it. So
mine. I think the audience might have a bit more on average than I do, but anyway,
I will make it quite clear. Don't you worry.
Okay,
just you relax.
All right, I'll just concentrate on the levels and let you do the rest.
Let's do this. Thank you.
You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. This is the morning show with Aaron, and Peter Scandera is in the studio with his guitar. And it was actually easy to pick up the changes for me, especially because I could see the change in your posture when you changed the musical style.
Very clever.
Yeah, and you were also, people wouldn't have picked it up, but at the middle one, you were tapping your foot.
That's right. Yeah, that's where it goes into 4/4 time.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't tap your foot in 3/4 time?
Oh, you can. You can, but it just gives me a little bit more oomph, a bit more mojo.
Yeah, yeah. So is that, when you're teaching your students, do you go to a place like that to show them?
I go to all sorts of places with students. I personally, my teaching philosophy was always pick up the students where they are at in terms of their musical appreciation, what speaks to them.
Yeah.
It could be Metallica, it could be punk, you know, could be reggae, it could be classical, it could be blues, could be slide guitar, it could be fingerstyle guitar. So my teaching approach is multifaceted, and as I said, because I've been doing it so many years, 24, not 24/7, but pretty much 10 hours a day, five hours a week, you know, I have been involved in a lot of different genres. Yeah.
And you, like, you've, there's some of, like, it's, I'm playing a lot of Raglan music this month, but I do anyway.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the people I've been playing have been students of yours at various stages.
Yes, yeah. I've been, I mean, as I said before, I have probably, I've had a lot of students, probably thousands, and that's not sort of beating my chest, but that's just what I've been doing professionally the last 40 years, not only in schools, but I've also had for about 15 years, a big guitar studio up in Victoria Street, Hamilton. But here in Raglan, I've taught a lot of students. I guess recently the ones that really stand out is Connor.
Yeah.
Lenny Muraki.
Yeah.
And I've taught them really, if I say I taught them, you know, Aaron, I kind of see it more like being blessed to have come across those students, and I see my role really to ignite the flame. And some students, I even don't like using the word students, like soulmates, because I share the same passion with them. Some flames grow into a wildfire, light and bright, and you can see their names and all of that. And some flames just grow into a warm, nice orange simmer. And I was and am and have been just lucky to have accompanied those particular students for, you know, first 5 years of their secondary school life, and been watching their development. Like with Connor, I've got actually a lot of recordings of Connor, because he was started off here in Raglan Area School, then went to Boys High School.
Yeah.
And in Boys High School, I've got...
And you were at both.
And in Boys High School, I've got like a traveling group. We've been traveling for 27 years doing tours in North America, Canada, Samoa, Fiji, New Caledonia, Vanuatu, and where we're giving our students the opportunity of experience a professional, what is life as a professional touring musician.
Right.
And Connor was a part of that for many years as a little kid. And so I've got a lot of recordings of that particular touring group. It's called the Gypsy Pickers. And Connor was right from year 9 as a little kid. I wanted him as my main vocalist.
So his voice was apparent then.
Yes, yeah. And so if we got time, we can play a few tracks maybe later on. But also in that group, the Gypsy Pickers, there are a lot of I wrote a lot of all the music. I basically either wrote or arranged. And here's another one of my original ones. I used to live out on Wallace's farm out in Okiti, right on the spit. I don't know if you know, there are five sort of old
shacks just before you go into the Okiti waterfalls. Anyway, I used to live out there for 7 years, and it was just right on the beach, and this inspired me to write an instrumental for my guitar orchestra called Okiti in the Mist.
Right, so we're going to play that now. And what are we? Who are we going to hear?
Yeah, well, this is an instrumental, so you're going to hear the Gypsy Pickers. No, this is my guitar. So these are secondary school students, but as I said, we've those are the cream of instrumentalists that I've put together for this touring guitar orchestra.
Yeah. Okay.
So here we go. Right. Okiti in the Mist.
Just a slight delay while we get the technology lined up. We've discovered that we can't necessarily transfer something from a Mac to a PC just the moment we want to at the start of the show, like we were hoping. So we've plugged Peter's laptop into our audio cable, like we do, same situation that Paul does with the Friday Freak Zone on Fridays, and we're just going to cue up the track and get it playing. That's the plan anyway. Peter's like frantically lining everything up. Here we go. Thank you. All right, folks, we've managed to simultaneously stop one song and play another just there. And so we're going to come back to talking. Yeah. And there's probably somebody telling me that that's what's happened. Oh, that's someone telling me that they're loving what we're doing. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Paul. So, yeah, Peter Scandera in the studio.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite pronouncing your name correctly.
No, you are.
Well, the rolled R wasn't quite.
Yeah, well, in Germany, you'd probably say Scandera.
Yeah.
Scandera. It's the vowels are just like in Maori. Peter Scandera. But Scandera is very good.
Yeah, it's interesting. That. At the start, you were talking about all your different life influences with, what did I count, German, Czechoslovakian, and American. So your accent, people will hear all sorts of odd things in your accent.
Yeah. I'm an oddball, Aaron. I don't belong anywhere. That's one of the drawbacks. Although I guess after 40 years, I can call myself a Raglanite. I hope I can.
Well, Raglan, the people who don't belong anywhere come to Raglan. So That's what I think. So that's what this community is full of, that people with that kind of story.
Yeah.
So we were just listening to the Gypsy Pickers, which was a student band that you created from the students you were teaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
then we were talking about Connor, so maybe we could play a track from the Gypsy Pickers where Connor is featured as a little kid.
Year 13, 14.
As I said, I've got a lot of recorded material on my personal YouTube site, which is about 34 Gypsy Picker songs that you can find there under various albums, and
that's just under your name.
This is under my name. Yeah,
yeah. And for people, if you're listening and you're not entirely sure who Connor is, I play a lot of music by Fortunes, which was him and another guy from Boys High.
Yeah,
who formed, and they did a lot of stuff in Melbourne over the last few years. But Connor's back here. I think he came back when the lockdown hit.
Yeah.
So he was available to be one of the judges on the Whangaroa Talent Factory a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And which is. I mean, for your perspective, to see them grow up and perform and then come back in that role.
Yeah, it's
you
neat.
Know, and all those, we had four local musicians, young musicians, doing the mentoring role.
Yeah.
And I think they loved it. Eh?
Yeah.
They were really, really enjoyed that chance to be on your side of the table, really.
Yeah. And there are other musicians there too, Sasha, Merihia.
Yeah. Well, they were performing. So, Yeah. So but we're going to play right now Flake by the Gypsy Pickers. Yes.
Yes.
And featuring, we will hear Connor singing in this track.
Because of other ties, and I know she usually has some other ties, and I wouldn't want to break them. I wouldn't want to break them. Maybe she'll help me to
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and that is Flake by the Gypsy Pickers. Peter Skanderas is still in the studio, and I noticed we've gone past 10 o'clock, but I'm just going to keep going because we feel like it, basically. Then there's no one due in the studio too soon. But yeah, that was Connor McCabe at about age 14.
Yep, that's singing. Right.
And I interviewed him a few years ago, and he said that he spent, as an adult, young adult, he spent 2 years just singing to himself.
Right.
Developing his voice or the way he sounded to something that I guess that he liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is definitely a difference between then and now. Yeah.
Even in the five years, I mean, we're running out of time, but the 5 years of recorded material that I've got from him.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got that much time.
You can see the development of his voice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I mean, you can hear he just turned up with a voice.
He just turned up with a voice, yeah.
Can other people develop a voice? Do you think what do you think?
I think there's a lot of fine tuning you can do as a teacher, but obviously the basic substance, fundamental substance, has to be there.
Right.
And he's got more than enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And what else have you done with students? Because you were teaching music purely with students, but I know you've worked with kind of whole sections of the school as well.
Yeah, I came to Raglan here in 1983 and started teaching at the school for close to, you know, almost made it 40 years. And at the beginning there, I produced a CD with the Rupu of original Waiata. And I was asked 2019 for their 30th anniversary to update that CD with some new material.
Okay.
So we could play one of those. This track is called Nanuhu, and it's basically I'm not really probably qualified to speak on the writer's behalf, but the Waiata expresses who they are, what they stand for, and basically how they help and support each other.
And so, you've recorded this,
and I've recorded and arranged it. I played all the instruments. I've been sort of given the raw ideas and materials, and I've played harmonica and ukulele and cajon and bass and guitar.
What was the one before bass?
Cajon. Cajon is a box that you sit on, comes from a Spanish tradition,
yes, yep.
And you play it with your fingers. It's a percussion instrument.
I think I've seen Freddie playing
that. Yeah, yeah, Freddie's an expert in that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shall we let it roll?
Yeah, yeah, hit it.
Okay, yep. Here we go.
Oh,
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and that was the Rōpū up at the school. Peter's still in the studio, and we are going over time. Don't worry about that. And that was recorded recently.
Yeah, that was recorded 2019, as I said, for the 30th year anniversary celebrations
of the Rōpū.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And they hopefully there's people out there who know, or there's bound to be people listening who know some of those voices.
Yeah.
There are probably too many to list.
There are a lot, yes.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to go back to one thing. Like I saw when I was putting together stuff on YouTube for the Ultimate Raglan playlist, I found a little bit of the Mud Sharks.
Yeah.
And that's really the only recordings that I'm aware of from that sort of time. But I saw you on there with the... Even though you've been playing guitar and talking guitar a lot this morning, you're on the mouth organ. Were there already too many guitarists available?
Well, I thought I'd spar with Midge Marston, which is not a small feat, but I've also very dear, my heart is very dear and close to the emotional expression of the face piano or Mississippi saxophone.
Right, that's what it's called.
So of the blues harmonica, it has got a very vocal type expression that I love.
Yeah.
And I personally, Aaron, find that out of all instruments, the voice is the king. You cannot compete with the human voice for several reasons that are now too deep to get into. But the harmonica is the closest I can get.
Right. But did I see you singing on the more
recent stuff? Well, I mean, I do play guitar, I sing, I play harmonica, I play banjo. If your listeners ever want to go into, Call Me the Breeze on YouTube, there's a lot of banjo in there.
Bass?
So I do bass.
Because you were supporting at the Whangarei Talent Factory.
Yes,
you were supporting some of the kids.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could blow my horn and say I'm a multi-instrumentalist, but jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, that's the one I apply to myself. Have you done much, like we've really focused on your teaching and your students, have you done much performing?
Lately,
is it something that comes and goes?
Lately not, it comes and goes. Like I kind of work more, like when I'm focused on something, then I'm focused on something and quite sort of, I don't know if single-mindedly would be the right word, but there have been, you know, over the years, all these musical structures in my head and in my heart, and it was like a big desire for me actually to materialize them. And I guess it's the stage of, I don't know if you're familiar with... sort of the pyramid of needs at the it's not Maslow, I kind of forgot this name,
the hierarchy
of needs, sort of it's something like to use a fancy word, self-actualization, where some people, you know, and it has to do with creativity and sort of bringing out what's inside you. Some people do that by cooking a nice meal or creating a nice garden or painting or whatever, and it's for me music, so it's really necessarily almost a cathartic transformational even experience to use here some big words, and so necessary to just bring that out. It's just like a flower just wanting to burst out, you know, if you see in December the agapanthus, how they just overnight, you're just waiting to burst out, and that's what I've been concentrating a lot sort of in the last wee while.
So will we be hearing more from you over the next little while?
I would hope. I mean, we have to kind of regroup at this stage. You know, as mentioned, I do a lot of work with Dave, and we're just finishing off this project, and then we just need to sort of sit back and think. We've actually got two other albums already pretty much penned,
right,
which are again complete. Like one of the problems that I personally have is that I like a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
So it would be far better, let's say, for example, commercially speaking, if I were just to do blues or if I were just to play even one instrument and really focus on that and just dedicate my whole life to it. But because there are so many different genres that I really enjoy dabbling in and expressing myself, that can also be like a drawback, because it does take time. And
I think these days it's a little bit different. Billie Eilish is particularly famous at the moment. Her first album was just all different types of music that she felt like doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the way that people find things on the internet is so different now.
Although it's, I mean, even if you just compare Acoustic Spirit, the album Acoustic Spirit, to the latest one that we're working on now, Blue Grit and Rhyme, you wouldn't think that it's the same people. You would not think it's the same people, because it's just so completely different. You wouldn't recognize any kind of trademarks.
There's almost 3 decades between. So
that is correct.
People are allowed to evolve little bit, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, so folks, we've been talking to Peter Scandera this morning, and what we want to do now, we played a couple of tracks with the students he's been working with, and now we're going to play something that, a track called Maria Maria. We're going to go out on this, and it's got Meraki and Lenny in it, but we don't hear their voices, do we?
No, I mean, I've really, the 5 years that I've been accompanying Meraki's development and journey, it actually never came up. He was always, you know, I started off with guitar with him, teaching him guitar, and then in the Gypsy Pickers, and it never arose to that stage that I was even aware of what an outstanding singer he is. So, and I think he really came into his full stride sort of just recently.
And Lenny as well. We mentioned Lenny's name. Lenny has a song on Spotify, which I found the other day, and we've put that in our Ultimate Raglan playlist as well.
Yeah.
So we're trying to collect everyone together on there, and so you guys are all in there together.
Yeah.
It's a very. I don't know if anyone will ever listen to the playlist all the way through, because it'll be very eclectic. But it's there, and this wasn't what we intended to do. It wasn't initially the initial thought, but just having actually one place where you can just come and find out all the music that's happened in our
think
community.
That's wonderful. You're doing wonderful work, Aaron. This is really lovely. I've been enjoying actually on the I myself am not on Spotify, but on the YouTube channel, I've been enjoying just clicking through and seeing all the variety of different genres, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's a little community, but the output has been
this place is humming, isn't it?
Especially right at the moment. Yeah. There's just so much. Yeah. I think about four groups or singers have put out music this month. I mean, it's New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah.
So people tend to aim for that. But yeah, there's four new outputs.
Yeah.
Output's a terrible word. And so is product.
Yeah.
Creations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so the last track, are we ready to play this last?
You've got
I'm playing it here. Yeah.
Yep.
So this features, we'll hear Meraki playing guitar, and we'll hear Lenny.
Yeah. And Lenny and Connor singing. This is actually a Carlos Santana song that I've arranged for the Gypsy Pickers. Carlos Santana is a very influential musician, but also in terms of my philosophy, really. He once said something that the first duty of music is to put wings into people's heart, be it the church, be it the bar or the strip joint.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Right.
And just if we've got a few more seconds, you know, we've been talking about, you asked me about students, and, you know, I can rattle off some well-known names. I can rattle off students who are now professional musicians, or who are actually classical guitarists in Australia and music conservatories, music universities. But there's this whole other, which I metaphorically explained to you, like warm, small glow, which is just the average person whose life has been enriched by something as simple as I can remember, for me, my first A minor chord, believe it or not. A friend of mine taught me the first chord, and I put my fingers down on the fretboard. I was actually sitting, leaning against a dusty, after a soccer game, against the goalpost, and he told me, these are the fingers you put down here with your thumb, you do that, and I just my finger just slid over those strings, and suddenly I was transformed, my soul, into a different world. I thought, wow, this is just so beautiful, and I'm the creator of this beauty. Mm. And it just gave me a feeling of power, of light, of upliftedness. Yesterday, just as I was in YouTube, just stumbling, I stumbled over Johnny Depp. You know how this ridiculous trial is between Johnny.
It's hard to miss on YouTube at the
moment.
And
you know, he said one thing to the judge. He said, and Johnny Depp is, I see him as a tortured soul. Mm. And he said, there's only one place where I can find peace in my life, and it's that where I play the guitar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's not what I was expecting. I thought you'd say acting, but
no, there's only one place, and that's when I play my guitar. That's where I am totally at peace. Now, we could chew on that. We're way over time, but that is just the transformational power of music, what music generally, what guitar can do in your life. So, you know, for all the big virtue signaling, these names, for me is far more important just the simple flame that I've been part of to ignite and hopefully many people whose lives I have uplifted in some ways.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peter. Well, thank you heaps for coming in this morning and putting. Peter did most of the work to prepare for the show. I didn't. I just turned up and Peter had a list of songs he wanted to play and share. So, in the last one, I insisted on this last one because a few young ones locally, Meraki and Lenny, in this, but also this is the Gypsy Pickers with a number of young students.
Yeah, Maria Maria.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for coming in, Peter.
Our story growing up in Spanish Harlem. She lived a life just like a movie star. Whoa, Maria, Maria. She fell in love in East LA, singing to the sounds of the guitars. Yeah, yeah. Played by the Gypsy Pickers. Stop the looting, stop the shooting, pickpocketing on the corner. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. She made a Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later, yeah. Oh, Maria, Maria. She reminds me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem. She lived a life just like a movie star. The guitars, yeah. Played by the Gypsy Pickers. I said a La Favela, Las Colores. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi canto a la esperanza. Si mira Maria on the corner, digging a way to make it better.
Chola, I hold a vengo, growing up in Spanish Harlem.